We're speaking with Jonathan Jarrett of Elite Agri Services in Glencoe. Jonathan, thanks for being part of Next Gen Farmer. You offer a wide array of services to the ag community. Why don't you run down some of the things that farmers can take advantage of with Elite Agri Solutions?
Started Elite Agri Solutions back in 2017. It's sort of what I thought the industry needed or what was kind of lacking in the space. So we do health and safety consulting. Everything from WMIS to first aid to working heights and policy and procedure setup. On the environmental consulting side, we specialize in nutrient management. So when a farmer needs a barn, that's something we can help get them the environmental approvals with. We also do business planning and some grant writing.
I know you've got a lot of customers in Elgin County. Jonathan, what would be the range of customers? What would be the nature of things that they do?
Yeah, we work with everybody from everybody across the industry, and our client base stretches across Ontario. Beginning in May, we'll have 21 people on staff. We've got people from all across the province. Most of us in the office are based in Glencoe, but we have quite a few people that work remote.
Jonathan, in addition to Elite Agri Services, I understand that you're on the ground floor as well in agriculture. You are a poultry operator.
So I was part of the new entrant chicken farmer program in 2016. So I built a commercial barn back in 2016 and have been farming since. So right now we're placing around 20,000 birds every 9 weeks. I ship to Maple Leaf, so it is commercial, yeah.
There are many factors at play right now with producers, Jonathan. Can you maybe just touch on two or three key factors that you believe are going to impact farmers this year?
I think the biggest concern I'm seeing across the industry is the government's response to climate change. Where we get excited is finding solutions that the farmer can use. So if we look at my farm, I personally did solar panels for net metering last year, and then I installed heat exchangers to control some of the costs on my farm. And the beautiful thing with us employing a lot of farmers is we can sort of speak from experience on what it costs, how it will return, and how it will work for their farm.
For those listening to this, Jonathan, who may be interested in accessing some of your services, would the easiest way to do that be to contact you through the Elite Agri Services website?
Absolutely. So we have contact forms on our website. Our biggest push right now is probably nutrient management and health and safety on the farm, but we're always looking to talk to new farmers.
Health and safety in a farm operation is always a key consideration, Jonathan. Can you maybe just touch bases on that aspect of the services you offer?
So what we try to do is kind of come in and take care of everything we can for the farmer. So if a farmer has employees, they've got things they have to be doing to keep the employees safe, but also show due diligence as far as what training's in place, what policies and procedures are in place, what inspections are being done. So we can handle everything from online training to in-person training to policy and procedure creation. So we can sort of handle everything on a farm.
And finally, Jonathan, temporary foreign workers are a big part of the ag landscape in Elgin County. Is that an area you would touch upon?
We don't currently do any of that, but we do offer many of our courses in Spanish online currently, but hopefully within the next month or so, we'll be able to offer in-person Spanish training.